Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. I am Nathaniel Mayhew, and on this Reformation week, we will be considering the word sanctification. While many in our country are focused on Halloween and candy this week, we are focusing our attention on what God did through the Reformation and the sweet message of forgiveness, of life, and salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. One of the main truths which God restored through the Reformation relates to the word sanctification and the work of the Holy Spirit. The Church of Martin Luther's youth, and many churches still today, taught that we are saved by our good works. But as we will see in this study of the word sanctification, our salvation is not the work of man, but rather the work of God Himself. The word sanctification is closely connected to the more common word sanctify. The word sanctify has two meanings that are related. First, it has the meaning of something that was dedicated or set apart for God. Maybe you will think of the items of the temple of the Old Testament which were dedicated or set apart for the use in God's temple. They were no longer common, but were separated from common use. Similarly, sanctify also has the meaning of holy. Because it was dedicated or set apart as God's, it was cleansed and thus without sin or guilt. It is in this sense that we see the word used to describe God's work of cleansing sinners, so that we are set apart and His very own. Well, God is very clear that this is something that He does, not us. Paul writes, "Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." This process of God sanctifying us is what we call sanctification in Scripture. This word is also used in two different ways. God speaks of sanctification as the process of His setting us apart and making us His very own. He does this by creating faith in our hearts so that we receive the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. This is what we call sanctification in the broad sense, or what Scripture also refers to as conversion. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, we read, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth." Notice that this is described as the work of God the Spirit, not as the work of man. Now, while the word sanctification is at times used in this broad sense to refer to our conversion or our being brought to faith by the work of the Spirit, more often, it is used to describe the ongoing work of the Spirit in the life of a Christian after conversion. In these verses, God describes the Holy Spirit's work of changing our lives to be more Christ-like. This is what Scripture calls fruits of faith, or what we might also call good works. For example, in Romans 6, verse 19, Paul writes, "For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness, for holiness," or literally sanctification. We have been set apart from the world, and we are called to live holy lives to the glory of God. Again, Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 7, "For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness," or again, literally, sanctification. This too is the work of God. Just as we read in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God has done it all. He has set us apart as His own through faith, so that we might receive the benefits of Christ's redemption. And throughout our lives, He works in us to create new hearts within us that long to live for Him. Praise God for His gift of sanctification through the Spirit. Thanks for joining us, and a blessed Reformation to you all.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.